Chapter 6. Women as Physicians. Let it be known this day, in my work for suffering humanity, that there is a God in Israel, and that I am thy servant. Let it be seen that I am working not according to my own impulse and wisdom, but according to thy word. Women to receive thorough medical training. In a remarkable way, God has brought into our possession some of the institutions through whose agency we are to accomplish the work of reformation to which, as a people, we are called. At this time, every talent of every worker should be regarded as a sacred trust to be used in extending the work of reform. The Lord instructed me that our sisters who have received a training that has fitted them for positions of responsibility are to serve with faithfulness and discernment in their calling, using their influence wisely, and, with their brethren in the faith, obtaining an experience that will fit them for still greater usefulness. In ancient times, the Lord worked in a wonderful way through consecrated women who united in His work with men whom He had chosen to stand as His representatives. He used women to gain great and decisive victories. More than once, in times of emergency, He brought them to the front and worked through them for the salvation of many lives. There are many who have ability to stand with their husbands in sanitarium work, to give treatments to the sick, and to speak words of counsel and encouragement to others. There are those who should seek an education that will fit them to act the part of physicians. In this line of service, a positive work needs to be done. Women as well as men are to receive a thorough medical training. They should make a special study of diseases common to women, that they may understand how to treat them. It is considered most essential that men desiring to practice medicine shall receive the broad training necessary for the following of such a profession. It is just as essential that women receive such training and obtain their diplomas certifying their right to act as physicians. Larger number of female physicians needed. In our medical institutions, there ought always to be women of mature age and good experience who have been trained to give treatments to the lady patients. Women should be educated and qualified just as thoroughly as possible to become practitioners in the delicate diseases which afflict women, that their secret parts should not be exposed to the notice of men. There should be a much larger number of lady physicians, educated not only to act as trained nurses, but also as physicians. It is a most horrible practice, this revealing the secret parts of women to men, or men being treated by women. Husband and wife physicians work together effectively. In the medical missionary work to be done, women should give treatment to women. A man and his wife who are both physicians can accomplish great good by laboring together. The wife can visit other women, and when she finds suffering and disease, she can consult with her husband as to the best method of helping the sufferers. We should have more women physicians than we have. When women who are sick are treated and cared for by women, a door through which Satan tries to enter is closed against him. Many cases have been presented to me where Satan has entered through this door to ruin families. Let him not obtain any advantage upon any point. I wish all to understand this matter. There should be in our sanitariums women physicians who can stand by their husbands and who can do the examining of women patients and give them treatment. Many more sensible, thoroughly converted women should become intelligent physicians. I am instructed that our sanitariums must have women physicians as well as men physicians. Women to treat women, men to treat men. Women to be thoroughly trained as physicians. Women physicians should utterly refuse to look upon the secret parts of men. Women should be thoroughly educated to work for women, and men to work for men. Let men know that they must go to their own sex and not apply to lady physicians. It is an insult to women, and God looks upon these things of commonness with abhorrence. Do not mix cases. Now the Lord would have us pursue a course that can be an example to others. We are right in the last days. The women should take charge of the women, and the men take charge of the men, whenever they are sick and privately sick. Do not, in such cases, mix up men and women. See that you remove temptations. I cannot tell you how many have come to me with their complaints and wanted me to heal these difficulties, but I felt as though I was not prepared to do it. But recently, the light has come to me that too great commonness has been practiced. It must be that the women will take charge of the women, and the men take charge of the men. Of course, there are some things in which they have to mingle. Women will have to do some things. But it is too great commonness that has been brought in, and this has been brought before me several times. But I felt as though I could not rein myself up to touch the point. Physician to respect delicacy of patients. The light given me of the Lord regarding this matter is that as far as possible, lady physicians should care for lady patients, and gentlemen physicians have the care of gentlemen patients. Every physician should respect the delicacy of the patients. Any unnecessary exposure of ladies before male physicians is wrong. Its influence is detrimental. Childbirth. Women to take charge in childbirth. The time has come now when there are to be, and there should have been long ago, sensible changes. Men have their appointment to take care of the men, and women are to take care of the women. But when it comes to bringing the men and women together in private practices of childbirth and such cases, to have them associated right together, I should say it is not right, nor to be justified. Women had their appointed work in Bible times, and these women took charge of the women. And there was a special understanding that was the way it should be. And that is the way it should be now in childbirth. Let the women be as thoroughly trained as the men, and let them take charge of these matters. I speak intelligently. I speak because I understand what I am speaking about, that there is too great a commonness. Not to open door of temptation. I have had this before me time and time again. I have put it in writing for fear I might be taken away. But I want to say that we must step up onto a higher plane of action, and if we will do this, the Lord will let His blessing rest upon us. I have had so many letters from women and from men about their falling right under the temptations of the devil as they were brought in connection with the childbirth of women. I do not need to argue this, because your own sense will tell you that we are in a world of temptation and trial. And we are to purify ourselves from every such thing. God help us. You have no need to have me dwell upon this any longer. The light given me is that we open the door to temptation and for transgression. Let us have just as much a duty to take the burden that rests upon the women for the women in childbirth as it is possible for us to do. This is the right as it is presented to me. In Bible times, women took care of women. I have felt recently that it should be so arranged that the women will have greater responsibilities. It is their privilege to be educated in some lines of work, just as thoroughly as the men are educated. In Bible times, the women always took charge of the women, and the Lord worked with them. I want to say there are many temptations presented to me by individuals, that I have kept my own counsel. I have not said anything. But it has been sins brought in by this commonness and the temptations that come in. Now, I know of some that have been tempted over matters. I know the women for myself. I know the women are clear, and they are not to be censured, only in one point, and that is to take their stand of propriety and not to mix and mingle right together, the men and the women taking charge. Midwives to take responsibility. I have written to you the instruction that has been given me regarding the special work to be done by the lady physicians in our sanitariums. It is the Lord's plan that men shall be trained to treat men, and women trained to treat women. In the confinement of women, midwives should take the responsibility of the case. In Bible times, it was not considered a proper thing for men to act in this capacity, and it is not the will of God that men should do this work today. Very much evil has resulted from the practice of men treating women and women treating men. It is a practice according to human devising and not according to God's plan. Long has the evil been left to grow, but now we lift our voice in protest against that which is displeasing to God. Dr. Patience Bordeaux. Dr. Patience Bordeaux was the daughter of Elder Bordeaux. At this time, she operated her own sanitarium in Grand Rapids, Michigan. She was superintendent of the medical department of the West Michigan Conference. She later married a Mr. Sisko and became known as Dr. Bordeaux Sisko. Dear Sister Patience, I have been having a long talk with my son, W.C. White, as to how we can best conduct the sanitarium at Washington. Told him that I had a conversation with your father in reference to your connecting with our sanitarium there. There is need of a lady physician's connecting with the institution at once. The experience that we have had during the past few days has decided us to secure a capable lady physician who can care for the women patients and be matron of the home, that the patients may receive prompt attention, and that the helpers may be given the right kind of instruction, such as you can give. The young ladies connected with the institution should be taught to act their part intelligently. I have much written upon the subject of gentlemen physicians giving the delicate treatments to lady patients. The light given me is that the influence exerted by this is not good, and that grave and serious consequences result from this generally established custom. I have been giving instruction on the point of lady patients coming under the examination of gentlemen physicians. I shall advise that you be called to Washington as soon as possible, for this is a most important time for our work there. We need you as soon as someone can be secured to take your place. After I reach home, I will write you again and send you copies of things I have already written. An expensive building has been rented in Iowa Circle, Washington, D.C. It is a beautiful location for a sanitarium and has been fitted up for the giving of treatment, but it needs a house physician and a manager. We need you. We believe that you can help us in Washington. You can give the nurses the instruction that they need and can also give lectures in the parlor to the patients. Will you receive this invitation as prompted by the Lord? I have an assurance that you can do the work essential. Brother Hare is an excellent physician, but not a manager. We need someone who can plan and manage. You can help us out of our difficulty. Washington is a most important place, and a right representation of our work must be given by the sanitarium. I shall be in St. Helena, California next week. Write to me there, and please write also to Elder Daniels, Tacoma Park, Washington. Dr. Julia A. White. Dr. Julia Ann White graduated from the American Medical Missionary College of Chicago in 1900. She was associated with the Battle Creek Sanitarium until 1906, when she went to Loma Linda. She was the leading founder of the School of Nursing at the Glendale Sanitarium and Hospital. She also founded the La Crescenta Clinic in California. Dr. Julia A. White. Dear Sister, I write to urge you to connect with our sanitarium work at Loma Linda. In the providence of God, this property has passed into our hands. The securing of this sanitarium, thoroughly equipped and furnished, is one of the most wonderful providences that the Lord has opened before us. It is difficult to comprehend all that this transaction means to us. The Lord has signified that the time has come for us to work Redlands, San Bernardino, Riverside, and the neighboring towns. I am filled with a solemn joy at the thought that these places are soon to be entered by our workers. We need your services, my sister, just as soon as you can come. We are hoping that we may secure the services also of Dr. Holden. Sister Sarah Peck may undertake some of the lines of educational work. We are now anxious to see the work started, and we hope to see you just as soon as you can come. I have recently spent 2 weeks at Loma Linda. I am sending you a booklet that will give you some idea of the property. The large main building is furnished in an expensive manner. There are also 5 cottages, one having 9 rooms, the others 4 each. In some of these, the verandas are so arranged that beds can be rolled out from the rooms. The grounds are beautifully laid out. There are concrete walks between all the buildings. These walks are bordered with flowers. There is a good orchard and ample grounds for gardens. There are many eucalyptus, pepper trees, and many other varieties of ornamental trees and shrubbery. Meetings can be held in the open air on the beautiful lawns. There is also another building that has been used as a bowling alley and billiard hall. This can be utilized as a meeting house. We hope that you can see your way clear to connect with this sanitarium as lady physician. Your services will be greatly appreciated, and I hope that you may soon be on the ground.